Federal employees in their 20s and 30s are oftentimes called millennials, Generation Y, and Gen Xers. These young people are coming into the federal workplace bringing new energy and new ideas. Federal News Radio explores the relationship between senior managers and young feds in our new series, The New Face of Government. We spoke with Dr. Bonnie Yorty, the co-author of the report, Engaging a Multi-Generational Workforce. Yorty says the mindset of the younger workforce is often a completely foreign point of view to a baby boomer manager.
Managers seem to think that the Gen Ys or the millennials are really outrageous, that what they want is just off the wall. And I really do not agree with that. When I look at this, I see that most of what the millennials want is what most of us wanted in work, and it's a different work culture than what we have now. There's also a disconnect on the other side. Some of the young workers also look at the older workers as dinosaurs, or they're simply to be tolerated until we go away and retire. So on both sides, the generations are looking at each other with what I call generational blinders. But when we take off those blinders, we can see how to make work a better place for all of us.
Making sure everyone is engaged not only helps create a better workplace, but also fosters new ideas. Yorty says innovation is hampered by what she calls a generational firewall that separates the senior management from the new hires. Creating multi-generational teams is just one way to encourage innovation.
Also, it's really important for the senior leaders to look at and interact with the younger workers and to spot those aha moments when the younger workers' knowledge and skill with technology can create new paradigms for operating. And as boomers, we want to be the wise sage who can spot the future in a millennial's presentation, even if it's not done very well. Another tip is not to treat the millennials as foot soldiers that have to put in their time before they could have any good ideas. We want to listen to their suggestions as if we would to someone who has 30 years of experience. Also, another approach is if you've got a smart group of young millennials, give them a big, tough problem to resolve. There are many different examples that I could give you of businesses that had a tough problem that no one could solve. They put a group of millennials together or a cross-generational team and gave them the problem, and they solved it with far less money than it would have cost if they brought in outside consultants.
So how to keep the younger set involved and motivated, that comes in many different currencies and not just monetary. Yorty says a difference with the newer generations is the desire for constant feedback.
One organization that I know of had high turnover with their millennials. They were leaving, they weren't staying. It was very expensive for the organization, and they put in place a requirement that the manager spend at least 1 hour a week giving face-to-face feedback with their millennials. And they cut their turnover drastically.
Yorty says another way to motivate a younger workforce is to simply ask, hey, kids, what matters to you?
An example is a company I worked with. We did a huge study for them, asked employees what they wanted. And what they wanted was really, number one, verbal thanks, which cost nothing except time from the manager, time and thought. The second thing they wanted the most was a handwritten note. What was most surprising in this, the millennials valued the handwritten note even more than any other generation. And I think that's because they're so used to technology that having something handwritten really stood out.
Dr. Bonnie Yorty is the director of surveys and business research at the Management Association. She co-wrote the report, Engaging a Multi-Generational Workforce, Practical Advice for Government Managers. Tune in tomorrow at this time for the next in our special series, The New Face of Government, as we hear from Rob Shriver, the senior counsel at OPM, who specializes in the hiring of Generation Y, and he explains how the younger generation is demanding a reform in OPM's hiring process. Also, go online and check out the results of our survey revealing what longtime feds and younger coworkers really think of each other. It's all part of our special series, The New Face of Government, on federalnewsradio.com. Search Young Feds.
I don't know, Amy. Haven't you known people who are millennial age who seem like little old men and ladies by the time they're in their late 20s? And haven't you also known boomers and even people older than that who still seem young and open-minded? And flexible even in their 70s.
I think it's a mistake to paint everybody with the same brush. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it's always a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a generation comes having had a different general cultural and upbringing backdrop. I mean, there was first generation raised on television, then there was the first generation raised on PCs and gaming.
Sure.
Maybe now there's another generation, the first one to be completely raised online. But still, people are people, and, the, yeah. and television existed for everybody, even when the first kids consumed it, so did the first adults.
And I think the premise that, you know, millennials really want feedback. You know what? I'm not a millennial, Generation X. I'd kind of like some feedback, too. I think you would, too, as a baby boomer. I don't think that's exclusive to somebody who's 22 years old.
No, I think it's a human trait.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
But they, whatever. Okay.
Well, this report does identify several trends that affect the multi-generational workforce, and that's really what it is. It's everybody in there together. Increased use of new technologies, yeah, I would say that's something everybody is facing. And, you know, they're still changing, and there's still pretty mixed results, I feel, on what these technologies really bring an organization. Right now, everyone's all, you know.
What, you mean like new media and stuff?
Like new media and social media. I think we're a ways yet from proving the benefits of those things, even though they're fun and everybody's doing it. You know, I think the
jury's still out as to the impact it'll actually have.
I mean, it took from when PCs first came into organizations, which was about... Well, the first PC was 1982, the first practical PC, the IBM. There were other machines before that, but the first one you could, most people could actually use was that one in 82. It took a good, you know, 8-9 years before they became widespread in organizations. I remember as late as 82, 3, 4, 5, 6, General Electric said, we're not going to give everybody a PC. It would be a complete waste of time. Just like they said about telephones a generation earlier, and everybody doesn't need one. And so and it took another 10 years before the productivity gains of PCs being everywhere could even be measured. Mostly they wasted time the first 10 years. And so now we're seeing, you know, people actually can do more with them, and now it's established. It's been almost, what, 30 years since the PC. That's how long it took.
Oh, my God.
To really, you know, get a lot of productivity from them because of the fact that they're networked. Same thing with social media. It seems like we're getting a lot done, but are we? I don't know. That's just my comment on the technology of the multi-generational workforce.